The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Keep on, keep on.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Drive. We have a very special Morning Drive for you this morning, live from Taconic High School. And now, live from Taconic, your host, Bill Sturgeon.
Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. In case you noticed, I'm not at Morning Drive and out at Federico Drive. I am here and I'm honored to be here. I mean this. I look forward to this. We do it once a month. I come out to Taconic, and we broadcast from here. And it's a wonderful experience for me, and I hope it's good for the students and Mr. Choquette. I'm a big believer in this program. I tried many years ago when they were under the old Taconic that when they were going to do away with the program, to save it, because I saw the value with the students and that. But as it worked out, it didn't. Well, now it's back, and it's back with a vengeance. Mr. Choquette is, we're going to talk about him in just a minute. He's just a great guy, wonderful teacher. We have students who have been here since before 7. Now, that's dedication, in my opinion, just to make sure that I look good, and that's quite a challenge if you have TV. Without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, let me welcome all of you, and Mr. Choquette, thank you so much for having me, giving me the privilege to come out here, and it is a privilege.
Well, thank you, Bill. I mean, to do this once a month, and to nice enough to be able to talk to me and to talk about this program. It's a real honor as well. Thank you.
Well, I'm talking about you. Mr. Choquette is a CTE teacher, and he's the multimedia production and broadcast runs the program at Taconic High School. And I just have to say this before I go any further. I was here early. I got to meet with Bev Nance, someone I've known since the old Taconic. And chat, and there's something about this particular building, this school. I want to compliment the students and the custodians and the teachers and the support staff and anyone, coaches, anyone who has anything to do with it. There's this building is alive. The students are here. There were students here early this morning. There's stuff posted on the walls. It's alive with learning, and it's alive with people being concerned. And I have to take off my hat, if I had one, to the custodians. This building is always, every time I've been in it, is spotless. And this is a big building. So to people who are connected with Taconic, thank you for allowing me to come in. And Jamie, what you do with these kids, it's amazing. Explain how the program works. I mean, I know there are various grade levels and mm-hmm. various stages of production and various yeah. stages of kind of give us a 30,000-foot interview or overview of that.
Sure. Well, you know, the program itself, when I came in, this is my sixth year here okay. and my 16th year teaching high school. So for all of these years, it's been the idea that it's always been an elective program.
Right.
Students would choose to come in. They want to be a part of a video production or an audio production or performing yep. arts management, something to that effect. And then the administration, Dr. Bishop, all at the time, all had this sort of, you know, they knew in the future they really wanted to take this beautiful space that was created with the new the new building, and they wanted to develop it, and they wanted to see it become potentially a CTE program. And it took time. We had to figure out what the strengths of the program would be, what the best use would be, what the curriculum would look like, and they did that with Ms. Gage and Dr. Bishop and Superintendent Curtis, and they started to really put together a plan, and it finally happened 2 years ago that here we are. And it started off with a name that I don't know if we were all super happy with at first. It was called Video and Performing Arts. But it didn't quite say who we were. Right. And we knew that the state was leaning towards this multimedia title. So we sort of adopted that for our second year. So that multimedia production and broadcast. It's a mouthful, but we call it multimedia.
Yeah.
And I think it suits us really so much better. The layout of the program is that, like most programs, they only start off with two grades, 9th and 10th grade. So that was last year. We had a small class for our 10th grade for the first incoming students. And then 9th grade is always this exploratory program where the 9th graders get to kind of break off into smaller cohorts. And they get to go and see as many shops as they can kind of fit into that schedule and learn about it and then ultimately make a presentation. So that's what 9th grade is like. They're seeing the programs. They are organizing their own thoughts in terms of saying, what do I want to do for the next 3.5 years? That's a big, if you're 14 years old, that's a big decision to make. So
yes, it is.
We try to give them as much information so they can make an informed decision as possible. And then once they pick it, and we're about to do that, the students just finished their 10th week of looking at these programs.
Yeah.
And they will come back for one more week next week, and they will choose that program that they want. And it's based on a certain amount of criteria, and they have to kind of like have the grades and everything to kind of be able to choose and all that stuff. But once they do that, they go into the program for the last half of the year that they've chosen for a few hours a day. And then 10th grade, that's where it really begins. So 10th graders spend 3/4 of their day all day, every other week in their shop. And then for junior and senior year, they spend all day every other week in their shop. And especially senior year, many of them start to choose to go out to co-op programs to really start to work in the field and oftentimes getting paid to do it. So you can just kind of see there's really great organization in the school to do that. Ms. Simons, Ms. Gage, they're so good at what they do to keep us teachers kind of organized with this complicated program of seeing all the grades through. And Ms. Conant with helping with the co-op programs, getting students out into the field and working. They just have a really great system. And from a teaching point of view, which is kind of this really, you're only looking at it from this, your classroom point of view. It's amazing to see all the moving parts and how they do it and how they keep students getting out into the field, how they get students to pick their programs, how they give them as much information as possible. So being a new CT teacher only in my second year, it's a pretty cool experience to be able to watch this and to now be a part of it.
I have to take a minute just Dr. Bishop, Tammy Gage, some of the other folks I don't know, Mr. Curtis, to again being involved. He was my first interview here.
Right.
Yeah, he did pretty well.
Yeah, he did okay.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But it's the enthusiasm. I mean, it emanates when you come in here.
Yeah.
Into this studio, into this portion of the building. But I sense it from even other kiddos when I'm leaving and they're coming. They've created a learning environment, a welcoming environment.
Yeah.
And that creates the learning environment.
And that's hard to do. I think we're the biggest school in the Berkshires when it comes to a single building, by quite a bit. And to take this bigger environment and to create something that where students are, that they feel welcome, that they also feel like they have this microcosm of their own world, that they can do their own job and feel like they have a smaller family of students and teachers that they can work with. I think that takes a lot. I think that takes a lot of to take something that's so big. You know, when that bell rings and you go over to you know, the main classroom space is the C and the yeah. E pods. It is nuts. It's crazy. It's just buzzing with activity and stuff. To find a place where everybody can settle in, have a quiet space to learn, have a quiet space to create, have a quiet space to do, to learn the skills that they're supposed to be learning.
Right.
That's a challenge, and they do it every day. And
yeah.
and from everybody here, from the TODs and the deans and the vice principal,
yeah.
who make sure it stays organized, that they get students to class. They find a way so that those students feel welcome here and that they get everybody where they're supposed to be to learn.
And the thing, too, is in today's day and age, I mean, let's be honest, education is challenging. I mean, teachers, it's challenging for the kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're doing math now that didn't exist when I was in school. Of course,
me neither. Yeah.
Plato was in my class. But what you bring, your background, your experience, and the way you share it. And when I used to be a trainer for the Department of Justice,
mm-hmm.
they had us hear it, see it, do it.
Yeah.
And you do that. You teach the principles, but then you let them do it and make their mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what's the old Absolutely. Saying? I've learned more from my mistakes than I have Absolutely. From my successes.
And that's a big part. You know, for us, we work with technology, creative technology.
Yeah.
And that's really how I like to see it. It's,
yeah.
It is creative technology. It is creative technology that is meant to supplement the arts and to give a nice sheen to, you know, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
You're creating sets. You're creating effects. You're making sure that everybody looks and sounds their best. And I think that... that part is so important to understand that everything we're on right here is going through a network. It's a computer. Right before we went on air, I think we lost a camera
yeah,
and they had to reboot it and stuff.
A little kerfuffle.
Yeah, you know, it's that live without a net feeling
yeah.
and stuff. And that part of it makes everybody, the students that are learning in this environment, good at it. Because
right.
eventually something going down creates an opportunity to fix it. And that is sometimes better than it working in the first place because you get to troubleshoot, and before you know it, there's so many jobs out there that's what you do. You
yeah.
troubleshoot. And
yeah.
I, you know, and especially if you get into offices these days where there is this mixture of digital natives, people who have, if you come in as this digital native that has known technology your whole life, you start working with older folks who haven't, we all have need, like we want that printer to work. We want,
yeah.
you know, whatever it is that we need. And there's all these transferable skills so that not only are they just learning how cameras operate and how to, you know, work with audio and stuff, but they're learning how to fix problems just in general. And no matter what job they get from here on, it's going to make them good at that.
And again, in a little while, we'll talk a little bit more about AI, but I have – you're exactly right, and I will tell you. I have a car that you can start it automatically. Well, it was a year old February
mm-hmm.
1st. So the free year went by. So I was going to sign up because I like to start, especially like mornings like today.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, that was quite a process.
Yeah, yep.
And I finally threw in the towel, went out to see one of the guys at the dealership, a wonderful guy, Patrick. And he spent, I don't know how, we were there for over an hour and a half collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, some whiz ball at the dealership, the manufacturer, walked him through it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Jamie, AI, what do you think that's going to do to this? I mean...
Yeah. I think when it comes to the technology part of it, there's a lot that it can do.
Right.
You know, AI is going to solve some problems, and AI is going to help us. You know, we've been looking at this. There's one program that a lot of people know, Photoshop and things like that. Well, Photoshop now has just a part at the bottom where you don't necessarily have to know the exact menu to go and take a background out or something like that. You can literally type in. It has this very intuitive AI mechanism built into it now that just says, I'm going to highlight the person I want, remove everybody else, and replace the background. And if you have someone sort of in a a vacation picture,
right?
You know, standing on the beach, you literally can remove everybody that's not in your family, and it will automatically make the water and the beach appear where they used to be. And you don't have to know how to do that as much anymore. You just have to tell it what to do. You know, so I mean, those are some of the things that we're looking at. Those types of things are great. The things that as educators we worry about is that it might create a crutch that students can use so that they don't learn.
Right.
The material. They don't, you know, how.
Right.
There are very few papers being assigned now. If you assign a research paper, you go to ChatGPT and you type in, do a 5-paragraph essay on the Civil War, and boom, there it is, copy, paste, done. You can't do that anymore. As a teacher, teachers are now being retrained to make it so that AI, what they do is AI proof. In many cases, in a shop like this, AI can't do most of what we do because it's very hands-on. It can be mechanical. We're programming in a very particular way. So we don't have to worry about that too much. But any assignments for learning that we have to sort of make it AI-proof to make sure that they're doing it and that they're not, that's not something they can just kind of throw into one of these websites and then have it spit out a paper, because those days are over now.
The interesting fact, too, about AI, what you just said, I was cautioned when I was writing a book not to use, you know, AI for a chapter or a paragraph.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have ways of picking it up.
Yep.
That this isn't, you didn't write this.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably because it is, you know, big words, but.
bigger words than I would use.
Yeah. But the kiddos that are involved, they, from my observation, students, not kids, students that are involved, they're involved.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're here before I was here at 7.
Yeah.
Working, getting it all set up. And we had a little kerfuffle. Here's what I look for, my old background. They didn't panic. They fixed it.
Nope. They just came in doing this. And then a few minutes later, we're back on again.
That's a tribute to you, my friend, because you've taught that. You may not have realized you taught it. I've seen people, the least little thing, all of a sudden it's a 4-alarm fire.
Yeah.
You know, and really it's just plug it back in, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, right. So, I think that's another part of why CTE is so important, is that there are skills that you teach, but the way you teach them is you embed them into real things.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. So, I mean, we're doing this right now. Once a week, they make a new show called The Thunder Report.
Yeah.
That is a very intense show.
Right there.
Yeah, right? So it's a very intense show with so many parts to it, and it takes a week to make. And I don't know if teachers and students see that as much, because it is purposefully designed so that every part of it has skills that are part of the standards of what the Chapter 74 CTE standards are. So part of that is, it might say, rather than just say, we'll talk about what we were just doing here, white balance a camera. They know that white balancing a camera to make all the cameras look as good as possible is just part of doing this thing. And as long as they're doing that, then they're learning the skills. And you almost don't have to do as much book work or that kind of like desk assignment work, because it's all sort of built into it.
And to watch how they do it, and you know, I was, when I walked in and we were, it's February.
Yeah.
Wow. Where is the year going?
I know.
But when you think about how so advanced so many of these students are, they could right now go and intern somewhere.
Absolutely. And in fact, we're really fortunate. We have Brendan with us today, who's on the other week, but was also decided to come in early to be not even on his week to come here and be with us today. And that just shows you the dedication with all that. But Brendan is not only been doing informal professional jobs on behalf of Taconic to do things out there that I can talk about. But he's also getting ready to do for this program. The first time, he is sort of like student zero when it comes to getting out and doing formal co-op programs and working with Ms. Conan to get out there. And so now we're actually listing the possibilities of places that he can go. And I think a lot of these places are going to be very keen to have someone with such skillful background and all these, you know, the this yeah. time working in this program to go out and help with those.
And I've known Brendan for a very long time, and Brendan is mature beyond his years.
Absolutely, yeah. He's an old soul.
He is. Yeah. And he's a wonderful person. He loves the theater. He's been in a lot of dramatic presentations.
He's directing on Saturday. He is directing his own play, The Death of a Hot Sauce Salesman.
Wow.
And they're doing it at a fundraiser, and I think it's sold out, and he's the student director. So yeah. Phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah. And but there's a lot of other kids. The young lady whose name I just went blank on. Who's here?
Kira. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so mature, so know what they're doing, but do it in a nice way.
Yeah.
You know, I used to make training films, and sometimes some of the people in this field always weren't kind, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But you bring a lot to this table, and it's your background, your experience, but also your personality. And I think I mean that sincerely. I don't want to embarrass you.
Thank you.
But the way you interact with them, that's – I watch people. You know, when I used to fly a lot, traveling all over the world, I wouldn't sit and look at the airplanes. I know what airplanes look like.
Yeah.
I would watch the interactions of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watch how your students gravitate to you. They're not afraid to ask you anything or say, oh, I messed up. Like just I touched whatever and I touched this, but it didn't ground me or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, this place is hot with static electricity.
Oh, my God. Especially in the middle of the winter.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
And yours too.
Mine
yeah.
too. Yeah. But that part of it too, I think, comes from when you are a teacher, I think there's so many different approaches. One of my favorite approaches was actually introduced to me by Dr. Bishop, and that was, I think the term he used was warm demander. And when you are a warm demander, you have high expectations.
Yeah.
You want to teach them professionalism. You want them to understand even just the demeanor. How do you act in an environment and stuff? You want to do that, and you want to do it in a very demanding way that is going to, you know, not let things go. You know, you want to make sure they know, but you want to do it in the warmest possible way that you can. And I love that term. I love the idea that you still have high expectations, but you're going to do it in the kindest way you can. I guarantee if you talk to any of them on any given day, they're probably going to say, well, he's not so kind all the time and stuff. But we try. We really, as teachers, we really, really do our best to try. And then when there's a mistake, you accept it and you talk about fixing it as opposed to what it is. Or you say, hey, this happened.
Yeah.
We have to be better at this. And what it does is it, you know, hopefully over time it creates a team and that understands it, that understands their environment, understands the technology. Some things in this space work beautifully, and some things in this space break down constantly.
Yeah.
And they have to learn that, and they have to figure out what it is and understand what was the fix. Dalton, who is our tech director today, right before we went on air, we had a little static issue, right? And it killed our camera one. And he didn't – he just reacted. He came out. He reset the – they rebalanced it and stuff.
In stride.
And they just did it. And we were 3-4 minutes from air, and they knew that, but they still figured it out. And here's the guy – sitting in this seat today, who's usually out there kind of saying, maybe go do this or that.
Yeah.
They didn't need that. They just did it. It was just intuitive. It was just part of the training now is kind of getting to that point where they just know what to do.
And I think it's replicated in a lot of the shops.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I really do. I used to know some folks in the auto body shop. They would I don't know if they're still around even, but – They would, you know, auto mechanics, auto body, they bing, bing. It was, again, the hand. Here's the theory behind it, but here's how you fix it with these.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Now with computers, I
right.
mean.
Right, even more so, yeah.
I think I might have told a story before. Somebody left the refrigerator door open all night. And so when I come down, I'm hearing it beep, 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 and it's the refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, at least it beeps.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yes. And anyhow, we called the 800 number, and I unplugged it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, because they always reboot it and all that. So I unplugged it and put nothing. It didn't. So we called the 800 number. The first one was I don't know where, and they didn't seem to know. So we called back, and we got a lady in Texas, and she said, "Okay, unplug it for a minimum of 5 minutes. Now, I never heard that time frame thing before.
Yeah.
And she said, and I will stay on the line with you.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
And we did. And she said, okay, plug it back in. And it should start up. And boom, 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 it started.
It did, yeah.
And I said, oh, man, it's just an icebox. She said, oh, no. I said a refrigerator. That's how old I am.
Yeah, icebox, right.
Right. A refrigerator. And she said, oh, no. It's a computer that keeps your food cold and frozen.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is today.
Yeah, I mean, your light bulb is a computer these days, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every light bulb in my house has a built-in Wi-Fi connection that's turning it on, putting it on whatever, you know, color temperature. Everything's a computer. Absolutely.
Before we get to the break, what's the best part about your job?
Oh, watching this, coming in, sitting here, for a moment saying, should I be sitting here when maybe there's a lot of things out there to be thinking about, and feeling really good about it, feeling really good that everybody knows what to do. They came early. You can see the enthusiasm. You can see the professionalism in what they do. And that's an amazing feeling, to sit back and watch. I mean, because trust me, I love talking. There's nothing that makes me feel better to do a good 45-minute presentation that has everybody kind of dozing off at the end, and maybe even in the beginning. And that part of it, though, is to see, to just finally to stop and look and see them doing it and know that they're just – it's almost like this circulating thing now where they just learn on their own. They figure things out, and you can kind of step aside.
And they work as a team.
And work as a team, absolutely.
So you should take a lot of credit in fostering that and building that, because – that today, there's a lot of individuals today. If you don't believe me, drive down the street, because I'm late for work and you're in front of me.
Yeah.
I just had that experience on West Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This isn't a passing zone, by the way.
Yeah.
But the fostering of a career, and that's what they're doing, is to me, when they leave this school with this program – and others, others. Look at George Head and Toyota, what they've done.
Right.
I mean, those kids can go anywhere in the world and get that Toyota certification.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got to take a minute and two to thank Tammy Gage, and you did, Dr. Bishop, and so many others that I don't know. Going back to Dr. McCandless, probably Dr. Eberwein.
Mm-hmm.
With the vision when they built this school to build it a real technical vocational school.
Yeah, there was a lot of foresight in how they
this
space was created with no real understanding as of what it was exactly going to be.
Right.
But they knew it was going to be something, and they had done a lot of the legwork. Actually, this room is heavily built to be there was when we started today, there was all these morning announcements and things going on, and we were very isolated from that because someone had the forethought to kind of build these double walls and do double insulated windows and everything so that none of that came through. They knew it was going to be a studio. They just didn't know what kind of studio it was going to be. And here we are 6 years, 7 years later, and here it is.
And it's expanded.
Yes.
Because you have your other little, what is that, your podcast studio?
We have a podcast studio.
I was in there the last time.
We did the last one from there.
Cool.
And we're getting to know that space. Yeah, it's a smaller space, but it's got a whole different set of technology and equipment in there to do a different job. Today we brought the show into Studio A, and then we also have Studio B, which is a much more open space with different backdrops and green screens and a different system that they learn on, and they can with that system they can learn a whole other brand, if they will.
Wow.
And then this brand itself that's in here is just different.
And recently, and this is kind of off topic a little bit. Not really, because you guys do podcasts. They're getting to be huge podcasts. Some of these guys are making millions.
Yeah, and it bigger now than I ever – I thought podcasts would go downhill over time, that it would just be kind of old technology.
Yeah.
But there are a number of things online now, like famous podcasters.
Yeah.
And it's influencing politics, and it's influencing everything that we do. And, you know, a lot of times I have a 45-minute drive home, so – nothing like sometimes you get sick of live news or music, so I pop on a podcast about maybe something even to do with a vacation or whatever it might be, and it's great.
Yeah, I love Yes, you do get sick of the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially these days.
Yeah. It's a little repetitive.
Yeah. And overwhelming.
Yeah. But I heard some, I don't know, this morning. I don't know. We're going to do something. We're going to be taking a break here in a minute.
Okay.
And I want you to stay, folks. Please stay. There's much more to talk about the students, about the school, about the shops. And there's a lot of stuff going on. But I want to just say this. Every time I come here, I do not complain. And I'm not a rich guy. And I'm, you know, we used to be on a fixed income. Now I'm on a shrinking income. But I don't complain about my taxes that go to this educational institution. And I mean that. And the same with all of them. You know, the Polish princess was a teacher, so. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio. We are also simulcasting.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
El Departamento de Salud de Pittsfield realiza mensualmente clínicas de salud gratuitas en el Centro Cristiano, los apartamentos Edward Arms, Capitol Square y la Iglesia Congregacional del Sur. Ofrecemos chequeo de signos vitales, revisión de medicamentos, evaluaciones médicas y proveemos información sobre los recursos disponibles en la comunidad. Para información, llamar al 413-499-9411.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Everybody, this is WTBR's Morning Drive. I'm Bill Surgeon. We are broadcasting live from the Taconic High School studio. I have the honor and privilege today of having with me Mr. Jamie Choquette. He is the teacher and program guy here. He the multimedia production and broadcast course. And we'll do a little bit of a repeat because we are a morning show. People are just tuning in and getting in their car, getting out of their car, getting the kids on a bus. It's an amazing studio with amazing students in an amazing school. I got here at 7. Many of the students were already here. to get ready for this production. You know, that just makes me so pleased with the type of students and the type of education and the type of guidance. And you, Mr. Chiquette, deserve a lot of the credit because
you
can – I see how you – this is what, our fourth or fifth
at least,
month?
Yeah.
We started this. I think we maybe have missed 1 month. But we're trying to do it once a month for the school year to highlight their program here, but also to highlight the school and the – all that goes on at Taconic High School. And it is truly a plethora of things going on. On my way up, they got some big student thing happening in a couple of days.
Yeah, we have the Student Voice Summit. So there's
Student Voice Summit.
Yeah, there's a half day on Friday, and they're using that half day to let students have smaller conversations and kind of letting the teachers and administrators sort of step aside and let them kind of talk some hard topics.
Yeah.
And Mr. Duffy here has been, I think Ms. Thompson has been really a big organizer of this on the teacher level. And I'm really excited to see this play out.
I think they've
done it. I think they did it maybe once at PHS already, if I recall.
Okay.
And I know that this will be one of the first times they're doing it here. So I'm excited to see that. I think it's a good – half days are half days. And sometimes using them for different things I think can be good. And I think this is an excellent use of that time for the students that come in that day.
I agree wholeheartedly. And it teaches so many things. You know, when I started in radio a long time ago, some Italian kids started at Marconi. He and I were friends.
Yeah.
I made the pledge to myself and to my audience. I could disagree, but I would never be disagreeable.
Mm-hmm.
And I attribute that to debating stuff at PHS years ago,
mm-hmm.
But also going through life and working in different cultures like I have.
Yeah.
That a lot of times it's not the people, they just don't understand because they don't know where you're coming from.
Right. It's all perspective sometimes, right?
Exactly.
Your point of view.
Yeah. And I also want to take a moment and thank Miss Gage, Tammy Gage. She has got a title that takes a trailer truck to print a card for. But she's behind all this vocational and technical. And I think I can't say enough good about all she's done. And this place is a perfect example, as are all the shops.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and one of the things, too, we talk about us having real-world experiences.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm always in awe of with the other shops is that they are willing to come to your space and do what they do best for you.
Right.
And that's really a cool feeling where one day you get a knock on the door and the electrical shop students show up.
Mr. DeMarco.
Yeah, and Mr. DeMarco comes up and he goes, "Hey, I understand you have an issue with a light switch and you want to do this or that with it." And, you know, we had this issue over the last couple of years where when you walk into a room and all the students just spend all this time setting up all the lights perfectly and adjusting the cameras to it, and then because the lights would just turn on because there's, you know, that's just how it works.
Yeah.
It's a brand new building and there's all these sensors and stuff. And we almost didn't want that technology. And
right.
Mr. DeMarco was like, "I can get some students to undo that." And before you know it, they're in the walls and they're
running
cable. And by the end of the day, they're like, "Here you go. It's a real light switch for you." And, you know, it just impresses me that students are just able to come into a space, like a pretty complex space, and do that.
Yeah, you think? Complex? That's a nice word.
Yeah. Or I think high school students did my brakes on my car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like automotive is amazing because they allow us to kind of every now and then say, "Hey, could you do some more?" They've done my oil. They've done my brakes. They've done put new tires on my car. And I walk away with full confidence that between the students and their instructor, they know what they're doing and they're really looking out for me. And, you know, you think about – or another example, IT. So here's the information technology program, Mr.
Right.
Jackson over there, and I will contact him about something. And every camera we have does not just have a cable. It's a brand new technology called NDI for networking. Instead of using a regular cable, it uses like an internet cable, like an Ethernet cable.
Oh, wow.
And all the signals go through these. So all these cameras that we're using go in, just plug into the wall, and they come out wherever we want them to come out.
Oh, wow.
Well, making that those cameras sometimes talk to our system can be complicated.
Yeah.
And if you're embedded in this complex network of all sure. the internet here, Mr. Jackson comes through and says, we can fix that. And before you know it, him and students are sitting there tapping away, and they're like, okay, try camera one, and it's working again. So that is what students are not just like learning. They are like
doing
within this building, or just go have lunch, right?
Right.
Go downstairs and see what culinary
oh, yeah.
doing. And,
yeah.
and I'm missing a million other shops that do, you know, business has been doing some amazing yeah. marketing and logo creation and programs and stuff. Just amazing stuff that they all do. And you feel it. We're not
sure.
isolated. They're all helping each other. And we play our little, over in this corner of our world and stuff, we play a little piece of that in helping them advertise or getting,
sure.
getting things up on monitors and getting things into our show and stuff. So, all of these shops are really, really connected and integrated in a way that they know they all have skills and they're all practicing on each other.
Isn't and again, it's the theoretical to the practical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I could read about algebra and did, but when you can apply it,
yeah,
that's you know statistics. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
It's boring. But when you actually start using it
yeah.
for things,
yeah.
it brings it to life. That's what I see here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I see here. The how many currently students in the program?
So, like this week right now is our 10th grade program. It's only our second class. So, mind you, there hasn't been a
right.
lot of advertising of this program until
right.
the last year and a half or so. So, this program has 10. Eight. I'm rounding up. And then we're hoping that maybe for next year when we see the new ninth grade class come in that we'll probably see maybe 10 to 12, I'm hoping
yeah.
for. I think we can take up to 20, and we'll have to see kind of how crowded it
right.
feels as we start to build. But most programs start off in their first couple of years with some smaller numbers.
Right.
And now we're looking at, you know, we're in the teens now for total numbers in the program. And obviously as the years go on, we'll build from there.
And the thing I remember one of the pushbacks when I was trying to push to keep this
yeah.
Program, not there was nowhere near this program, but to keep the radio station.
Yeah.
When the pushback, well, there's no jobs, really. Go online and look.
Yeah.
There's sound technicians. There's lighting
yeah.
people. There's producers.
Yeah.
There's writers. I mean, and absolutely. You can do them from home.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I think you have to understand the scope of the job market. You have to look at it in a
right.
different way. That these skills, there's just transferable skills to almost everything. But when
right.
you really get particular about the skills that we teach, you could go work at the Colonial Theater and have
right.
a lot of transferable skills. You could go to a radio station. You could go to a PCTV or another regional
yeah.
TV station. You could go and do AV teching for, you know, most of the museums and bigger corporations and stuff and that are making presentations
yeah.
have to have someone in the building, not just an IT person, but an AV person because they have –
right.
you know, so much embedded into their system that needs to be overseen. And there really is a market. And one thing that they've told me many times is that they would not have created this program unless that part of what you do with the application process is you have to look and say, are there jobs, not just in the market in general,
right.
but in your region,
area.
In the Berkshires?
Yeah.
And the answer was very much yes.
Yeah.
And it also shows by the advisory council that we have. Every CTE program has an advisory council that meets twice a year. Our advisory council is amazing. We have everybody I'm mentioning from you
yeah.
know college professors that are teaching it on their level to the museums and the AV within the museums to the performing arts centers around here. Almost all of them have some representative that's on our advisory
yeah.
council, and to get that input from them and for them to come in twice a year when we do in-person meetings, for the ones that see this, they often will say, I think you're on the right track. I think your
yeah.
curriculum is right, and I think it would lead ultimately to a place where there could
yeah.
be jobs in our space as well. And I think that's really important, and they're making all those – the students are making all those connections to know that what they're doing will hopefully down the road lead to something.
Yeah.
One of the things that I do within my presentation to ninth graders is also to talk about the fact that as a CTE program, there are many different, I talk about three different levels. One level where you can just come out of high school and go right into the workplace. And what can you do? And I've got this really great graphic that's got 10 or 15 jobs that you could do right out of here. And making some pretty decent money. Go do an associate's degree or a specialty program or an apprenticeship, and you'll be in that next tier. And there's 10 or 15 jobs, titles that kind of do that. And then go ahead and get a full degree or an advanced degree, then you're looking at more leadership roles within the same industry. So for students to see that there are options, that if you stay within the industry, there are so many things. And if you decide, hey, this was a great 3.5 years, but I want to do something else, there are so many transferable skills from communication to, you know, computing to all of that.
And you know, I would be remiss to, and I apologize for just getting to, back in the studio at WTBR is our executive director, who's manning the board and juggling all the switches and stuff. They don't let me touch anything. Sean Sayers, and he is his biggest supporter of this project, to coming out here once a month anybody. And we're doing great things. We just took over WTBR, by the way. Now this is now broadcasting in Southern Berkshire.
Right, and you've got the new call letters and the new station, right?
Yeah.
I want to talk about Sean for a second, too, because Sean was our savior in a way. When I started, there was the idea, and I came in off of a program at another school that had been collecting equipment and building a program for 10 years. So I felt, when I was leaving that, I felt like it was in a really good place to to start something new. But I came into here, and it was just 3 empty rooms.
Yeah.
And, you know, and one of the first calls I made was kind of learning about, I'm not from Pittsfield originally, so learning about Pittsfield was to Sean and to Dave over there. And
two great guys.
Two amazing guys. And they didn't even hesitate. They said, okay, we're going to just set up a day. We're going to show up with the truck.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any equipment. And they had some equipment that was not being used. They had not even equipment. They had a system that wasn't even being used.
Yeah.
Multiple cameras, all of it, the switching stuff. You know, if you're in the business, you know all the stuff you need to make this stuff work. And they just showed up one day, unloaded put the ramp down, and we just came up the elevator with this full system. And it got us through our first year and a half, where we were, by Thanksgiving of that first year, 2019, right before COVID, my students were making TV shows and putting them out to the entire school.
Yeah.
Within like a month of it. And that never would have happened if it weren't for Sean, PCTV, Dave, all of them over there. Yeah. They're not just running something over there. They're leading a community when it comes to media in the region, and they know what they're doing, and they're so good.
They take Pittsfield community radio, Pittsfield community television very seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
And really right do. Now we're doing, not to take from your time, a little plug.
Yeah, please.
We're highlighting 28-minute interviews with locally owned and operated businesses, because this tough time of year for locally owned and operated businesses.
That's great.
It's called
the
tunnel months.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great. Yeah,
yeah. And so Sean and I, we actually started it, or Sean gave permission to start it, basically right when COVID, because when it first hit, people didn't realize the impact then. And people were coming up and saying to me, you know, if we don't get some customers, if we don't get some relief, we won't be here next year. Our lines of credit. Yeah. So we went out and we hit it. And it's community-based.
Yeah.
And so is this program and this school. But it's one thing to prepare kiddos to work here and stay in Pittsfield, but it's another thing to open their eyes that they can go anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one other thing about WTBR, because I think there was always this, was it the right move to move the radio station away? And ultimately, I actually agree. I think it works out in this sense. When you think about it now, we have arguably some of the newest technology in producing podcasts and radio shows.
Yeah.
And we get the best of all worlds, which is that the community gets great leadership to continue running TBR and keep it going during those years where they didn't know what was going to happen with it. And then we get to play into that because we have radio shows that the students produce now.
Yeah.
We produce one every week, every Monday at 6 o'clock on WTBR. We have up on Taconic. And then we are in the process of building a new idea. And again, embedding skills from the Chapter 74 standards so that students can do real things to learn those skills. And in this case, I want them to be able to edit music, not just have a talk show,
right?
Because that's one way of doing it, but to have somewhere where they can actually edit music and just work with audio on the on the great software and hardware that we have. So we've actually created a show that's in the works, and I'll even say the working title out loud, which is the Taconic School of Rock.
Oh, wow.
And the idea is that teachers and students kind of lead the audience through a 1-hour journey of making connections through different classic rock songs and kind of pulling things together and kind of being inspired by other shows that I hear on Sirius XM and things like that. But students now get to go pull some music, make some ties, let them even research like ties in like music history and say, hey, here's three tunes that all came, you know, the day the music died. Here are the three artists. And we're going to play those three artists now, so, you know, back to back. And to have a new connection back to the radio station, have new skills that this show will create a new set of learning skills for them to learn and then to put that into play so that they're not just going in and doing some project that they submit and only I see. They're doing things that every Monday night an audience is going to hear that, and they have to know that. They have to know they're creating something that's going to be heard.
And again, it builds capacity, personal, what I call personal capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you can do that for a person, you're giving them a gift beyond dollars.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and with all the shops here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can remember when they were going to, I forget, what was it, metal fabrication or welding or something, and the brilliant, brilliant people at Boston said, no, you don't need that. There's no mark. And the We have the biggest, one of the biggest armored car manufacturers in the world. Yeah, I've been all over the world. I've seen their cars.
Right, yeah.
Right. So they showed up at that hearing.
Yeah.
You know.
Said, yeah, we need this.
Yeah. And they're a good company to work for. People who go to work usually don't leave.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the medical I mean, there's been so much that Taconic has done to enhance the community.
Yeah.
And what you're doing here, these kids, whether they stay here or they go to New York,
whatever,
they're being educated here to drive the their skills.
Yeah.
And like I said, someday, maybe the next show, I'm bringing Sean Sears for the next show next month. Yes, he can't be resistant because I'll just go and sit in his office, you know, and then he doesn't get anything done.
Yeah, right.
So. But only because I'm really pleased, and I hope you are, and I hope Joe Curtis is, and the school committee and all the people, principals, and Tammy and that crew, are happy of the bond that this has built between WTBR, PCTV, and you guys.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think if we didn't have such a strong community program like PCTV and WTBR, I'm not sure where we would be on some level. I think the students would have, you know, really good, deep, vested learning.
Yeah.
But they have given us an outlet that I think has just been beyond belief. I don't know if there's other, you know, if we were in a smaller town or in anywhere else, I don't know if we would have the exact same, you know, options or possibilities to kind of do this programming. And they're so inclusive with us when they have, you know, when they're talking about things or building out or whatever, sometimes just general meetings about it, to be able to kind of be a part of that conversation has always been really great.
The other, I think we both kind of made our bones in a way with COVID, PCTV and WTBR. We were the voice. We didn't miss a day.
Mm.
I started broadcasting from the cellar, my house. The mayor was on every Friday with updates with the Board of Health. I had the Board of Health, the docs on. And I think that's when I'm always astonished, Jamie. I'm always astonished at the number of people who listen to WTBR. Over this weekend, I've had four people say, oh, I listen to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I watch on TV.
Yeah.
And we have become a force, and I think some of it is the other stuff. The other TV is we just do community-based.
Yeah, and that's it. It's the local connection. We have to reach out pretty much as only as close as Albany
to get
a regional news station.
Right.
So I think that serves that community interest, that having PCTV, having WTBR becomes that low. Where do you get to hear your mayor? Where do you get to hear to watch the school committee or the city council?
Your local congressman.
Yeah, yeah.
Once a month, Richard Neal is on.
Yep, or to capture the sports or anything, all the great things that they do. And I think you're right, too, with COVID, that it was challenging. And I know you, from your side and PCTV and WTBR, you just keep going and stuff. I was actually even really impressed by the resilience of my students during that time, because they went home. We're teaching over Zoom. And before I know it, one of them is like, I've downloaded, at the time, they only had, these Chromebooks at home and stuff. But like, I downloaded this video editing software that was for free, and I'm willing to if everybody wants to send me. And so before, you said, they're broadcasting. They've got a pool table set up with a computer, and they're broadcasting the news from the basement, and then they're sending it over to another student who's putting it all together, and they're sending me the show, and I'm posting it on YouTube, and they're doing all from afar. And they every week during COVID, I don't know if we missed too many shows. They actually, with our Thunder Report, kept making shows. They were so resilient to just keep going with it.
And that's an inspiration to, should be to all the people out there. I'll look at the camera and say it. All of you should be inspired by what you just heard, because that's instilled. And they're going to remember that was a tough time, yet they got through it.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's so much that we see happening in the world. And I've made up my mind over the past couple of years that I'm only looking for the good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's very easy to pick somebody up that they missed something or did. But instead of saying, I have to tell you this. The other day I said at the deli counter, I said, thank you. And the person said, boy, it's a long time since I've heard those two words.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's too bad.
Yeah. But quickly, we got about 5 minutes left. 4 minutes. The selection process that the students go through to pick their course.
Yeah.
Just kind of give a 30-second or 30-foot overview of that.
Yeah, yeah. So,
because I think it's very important.
Yeah. So what happens too is there are now 15 programs at Taconic, 15 CTE programs. So there's so many to be seen. This they've done it differently in different years that I've been involved. But this year what happened is the students filled out a form on their first day or so that says, what are the top 10 that you'd really like to have a week with?
Yeah.
And they would go and do those top 10. And then while they did that, they were also showing their determination by saying, hey, I'm coming in and I'm paying attention and I'm being a part of, even if this isn't my favorite program, I'm doing my best for it. And ultimately they would sort of get a grade from that. Those grades kind of create sort of a pecking order. And then next week they are going to come in, create a presentation. If I understand it correctly, their caregivers are either can zoom in or come in and hear the presentation and be a part of the process, because it's a big one.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about ninth graders making a big life decision, and then they will put in for it. And based on, you can imagine there's some programs that have been here, culinary, electrical, things like that, have been here for so long and they're so popular. And a lot of times maybe mom or dad's an electrician and they really want to kind of follow in those footsteps. So they come here. So they've got to do their best to say, hey, only I think maybe the first 15, picks, you got to make sure that you're in the right place and you did your best through these programs. And then they pick their program. And then Ms. Simons and company will take all those numbers. And within a week or so, we come back from break and
you got your assignment.
They're assigned within that. And they spend the rest of the year 3 hours a day as a starting point in that shop for the rest of the year.
Oh, cool.
And then after that, then they go into their 10th grade, which does 3/4 of a day. And then by junior, they're in senior year, they're there all day, except for when they're out on co-ops. So
I want to thank you and all the students that are here for coming in early and being so attentive and so professional.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for coming here, being this teacher, being part of this build out. And it was a build out.
Yeah. Oh, it took time.
A true
Absolutely.
Build out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I enjoy coming here, and I have to, I'd be remiss if I didn't say hello to Bev Nance, who I've known forever.
We love Bev.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Bev. And I want to thank all the people in the office for being so kind to me when I get here in the mornings.
Yeah.
And I'm always there for you guys. And one of the things I do want to let this, you, pretty soon you'll be having plays and stuff come up. Get me that information, and I'll announce it on air.
Absolutely. We will do that, because we have so many students even in this space that are a part of it and stuff. And these guys, you know, we want to give you all that information.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I want to take it just a moment, too, just to thank everybody who came in early today. Avery, Aiden, and, you know, Kira and Brendan and Dalton, all of you and the rest of the multimedia crew that are here and have been a part of making this happen. I'm always so impressed by the work that they do. And I just want to give them a shout out to thank them as well.
A very old saying, you've probably heard it, probably they haven't. They're mature beyond their years.
Absolutely.
And I do want to thank everybody for tuning in again. We'll be out. Thank you so much. And as I always do, God bless. Today, make somebody's lift somebody's load. Help them. Remember, we're all in this together. Take care. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.